Back on downtown, it's time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us on the telephone. Sorry I'm late. I was
out spoiling my Well,
perfect timing.
Self-isolation. Day, what, 10?
It just seems longer.
The children have completely taken over the house.
It is going to be. It's like a Lord of the Flies thing, I think, before too long.
Yeah, but I'm Piggy.
Oh, we all are.
That was supposed to work. I don't even wear glasses anymore. I should.
I'm sorry.
Maybe that's why I don't. Maybe that was, you know, that's funny. maybe that's why I've resisted getting back into glasses is because I just...
You knew.
I know how it's going to end.
Yes. Read the book, seen the movie, don't want to be that guy.
Listen, I don't know. I've had, boy, some of the most amusing things are coming out of, like, this day, though. It's been a weird day. I liked your opening rant on Spectrum.
Oh, my God.
We're all there, right? Like, God, I hate you, but you're all I have.
Yes. I hate you, but don't get mad and cut me off.
Well, essentially, that's how I feel about my home right now. Like, I really can't stand being with you all, but please don't throw me out. It's got nowhere to go.
I'm just waiting for it to get warm enough that I could live in the garage.
It's not coincidental that you're thinking that. And that I'm thinking that, and that everybody's thinking. I'll tell you the other funny thing. This is not to be glib, right? I mean, we'll get to wine in a minute, but I keep seeing all these things like what to do if one of you gets it. You shelter up in a place with so you've got your own bedroom and your own bathroom, and you don't share anything. I'm like, I know an awful lot of people, myself included, that don't have housing arrangements that are that spacious and laid out to where I could do that.
No.
I don't have that many bathrooms. So it's just kind of like, and I have friends in Manhattan right now that live in the equivalent of broom closets. Like, that's great advice to people with that sort of layout.
Right, anyway. We'll just live in the servants' quarters until it passes.
Well, I mean, anyway... But what's really funny right now, this is what I've been reading while I've been waiting for the call, eagerly waiting for the call, that lawyers for U.S. soccer have backed away from previous language suggesting that women's players require less skill and effort than men's players. So there's some good coming out of today.
There you go.
Also, I have to share with everybody, I swear we're going to get to wine, but this is something everybody needs to hear. Got a delivery of wine today. Fella says I work at Walmart. Immediately we all back away, right? It's terrible. I feel bad for doing that. And he's like, strangest thing happened to me. I'm on my way out of town. I'm like, oh God, something bad happened to you at Walmart and now you're leaving town. This dude was working at Walmart restocking shelves. Woman comes up to him and says, I can't find all these things. He's like, oh, you go here and here and here. She comes back and says, I just couldn't find anything. Could you help me? This woman picked him up at Walmart, said, I'm going to go self-quarantine for a couple of days. You want to come? He's like, yes, I do.
Well.
So, good things are happening, folks.
There you go. Love among the ruins. I like that.
In the most of the heart, that story made me laugh. So, hey, these are odd times. getting to wine. So this month, as folks who have been... long-time listeners might remember, is our Cooking with Booze month.
Yeah.
And I know that I would normally be bringing tasty goodness into the studio.
Don't remind us.
I can't do that.
Where's my beer bread?
Yes. Oh, man. That's usually, the first thing I usually do is beer bread. But I wanted to, you know, still, what a great time to be talking about cooking with booze. And, cooking in general. So I figured, you know, we'll stick with that, and I'll sort of offer some suggestions, and hopefully everybody can make some of the recipes that we go over, and of course feel free to share on Bangor Wine and Cheese's Facebook or Instagram, anything that you guys make. I mean, it's, by the way, a quick shout out to Brian Ross, who has started a Facebook group, Quarantine Kitchen, which has some ridiculous amount of followers already.
Yeah.
If anybody's looking for inspiration, sign on to that. It's fun to see. It's obviously not just Mainers anymore. It's quickly and happily spread in ways that are viral. Check that out. It's pretty cool. So I always sort of start this month off with saying this isn't necessarily about pairing. This is about using alcohol as an ingredient in your food, right? And when you're doing that, the first thing, obviously, you sort of have to think about is, you know, why or why not? Because you're going to change the flavor profile of whatever you're cooking. I mean, even when you just, you know, start to talk about, I mean, obviously, you know, we talk all the time about flavors and aromas. When you cook, especially if you kind of cook things down, you're really intensifying the flavor if you're making like a reduction and stuff. So it's gonna play a huge part in what you're cooking, but usually it's beneficial. I always like to mention alcohol can burn off, but it doesn't necessarily have to. So temperature will matter. If you're making something that will be fed to people under the appropriate age, just make sure of what you're doing and make sure that if it still has a little lingering alcohol percentage, that they don't have too much or anything like that. Quickly, different ways. There's like a million different ways, and we'll go over a lot of them as we go through the month. Marinating with alcohol will help break down foods like meats. When you marinate a meat, that will help break down, you know, some of the tougher cuts of meat, much as like, you know, vinegars or citruses or other things like that. It'll obviously add flavors to like sauces. So again, like that reduction thing that I was mentioning before. So make sure, you know, it's something that you'd want the flavors to be enhanced and really brought out, or else you'll be sad. You can make jellies and other toppings out of pretty much every alcohol that I can think of. And it also adds moisture. So, for instance, the aforementioned beer bread, in light of what I normally bring, I am drinking a beer right now. That would be wonderful in beer bread. This is the Lost Nation Vermont Pilsner, which we have some left in the shop. And do warn me when I have like 2 minutes left, please, so that I can remind people how to get in touch with us. So you can use it for a lot of different ways.
2 minutes left.
I always
just sorry. Like that. You ask, we deliver.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Two minutes.
Oh, very good. Very good. Thank you. Okay, well then we'll get to all the rest of it soon. I did want to mention how to get in touch with us. Again, we are still open for business. We are doing curbside pickup only from the hours of 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And please feel free to call the store. If we're not open, just leave a message. Feel free, especially we're encouraging people to go to Facebook and send us a message there, because that is something that both Morgan and I will see. And then also you can go to the contact us link on BangorWineAndCheese.com. And I'll just remind everybody, please just stick with us. Call. Don't come up and ask us to open the door and stuff like that. We know it's weird and difficult, but we're happy to take pictures of the beer shelves or things like that, or go over what we have. We can't let you in to browse. For those of you who are asking that, it's difficult. We want to let you in and have you walk around, but we just feel like if we're gonna be open, it's the safest way to just let one point of contact be us handing you a bag, and that's it. Hopefully you understand. That's the way it is. So yeah, yeah, thank you again for all your support during this. We're going to keep going as long as we can. And please keep supporting all of downtown, including downtown with Rich Kimble, but all of downtown, any restaurants that are still open doing curbside, support them. People are needing it, so and you're all providing it. So thank you again. And I will talk to you all next week.
That sounds great. Be well, my friend. We'll check in Tuesday.
You too.
Eric May and Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Again, open for curbside, 10 to 2. Check the website. More information right there. Facebook page as well.